The day after the election, we were visiting with Chet Edwards, and we asked him about the election. And certainly, in sense of fairness, I'd want to bring you in to talk to you about the same thing and what your view is of the election results, where you won the Republican nomination.
Well, I have to say I was honored and humbled by the amount of support that we had from the folks in this district, and it was pretty widespread. We won 10 out of 12 counties, and we were close in the other two counties, and I hope to win all those people over. One of the things I learned afterwards is we've received more votes in the primary than any other person has ever any other Republicans ever received in any primary in the past. So I was very pleased with the support that we've had that seems to be very broad across this district.
What are some of the things that you're hearing as, again, haven't been campaigning as actively, but you've been in touch with folks from the north, the south, and in the middle. What are you hearing from folks?
Well, the same three issues that we heard before the campaign: jobs, the economy, and deficit spending. Everybody is very concerned about an out-of-touch and an out-of-control Washington. They're very concerned about the ineffectiveness of Barack Obama to deal with private sector job creation and also with Nancy Pelosi's agenda.
When did we get to the point where it's government's job to make jobs, though, after all?
Well, it seems to have started back in 2006 when the Democrats took control of the Congress, and it's even got, I mean, it's gone to the illogical extreme now that we have all three branches, or both the legislative branch and executive branch, controlled by the Democrats.
The BP thing, I'd kind of like to talk to you about that, because obviously your life before politics, you were in the exploration business.
That's correct.
I figure you probably have a view that not a lot of people would. So first of all, your understanding of that situation, and how do you think it should be addressed?
Well, let me start by addressing the facts as we know them. The first thing is there's only three types of events that can cause something like that. It's either human error, mechanical failure, or terrorism. And of course, we haven't seen that much terrorism in this part of the world in oil and gas facilities, but we have seen in other parts of the world. I think it's premature to try to draw a conclusion or to begin to enact legislation or make rulemaking changes at this point in time until we know exactly what happened. That way we can make an informed, calculated decision on what to do. Now, that said, something obviously went wrong, and BP has a record of not fully, I think, having a proactive safety program, and I wish that they, hopefully this is a wake-up call for them and they'll do better in the future, but they are responsible for all the cost, or should be responsible for all the cost of the cleanup and that's happened so far.
Have you ever been in a situation like this where we had, certainly not, maybe not underwater, but some sort of a blowout situation that y'all had were involved in?
The oil and gas business is inherently a dangerous business, and I have the companies I've worked with in the past have experienced blowouts, but fortunately there was never any pollution, and we were always able to get those under control very quickly. I mean, every company I was with always had great safety procedures, and those safety procedures were followed, and because they were followed, things were under control very quickly.
Apparently, there was there's a type of valve that costs about $500,000 that could have been put in place. BP chose not to. Should we have some sort of legislative safeguards for that?
Well, their acoustic, the valve that you're talking about is an acoustic detector that when it senses something, it automatically shuts off flow from the wellheads or the blowout preventers on the seabed. And BP should have had those. They're required in the North Sea. They're not required here in the United States. But I think for deep water wells, they should certainly be required.
Sure. If elected, and if you have an opportunity to have a committee assignment of your choice, would energy be one of the ones where you want to be?
Energy would be very important to me. I think at this point in time, given where the economy is, the two that would be more important would be Ways and Means and also Budget or Appropriations. Those would be the ones that would be better, I think.
Boy, freshman on Ways and Means, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, it would. And you know, I don't get to choose those things.
No, you don't. No,
but nonetheless, if you look at my experience, balancing budgets and meeting payrolls and understanding what it means to borrow and repay debt, I think it would be logical that the Congress would be better off if it would consider those committees for me.
Okay. Bill Flores, he's the Republican nominee in the congressional race. It'll be coming up in November. You have a website where folks can go?
We do, BillFloresForCongress.com. I'd also like to remember our listeners, be sure and pray for our troops. It allows all of us to be in this room today and on this floor and safety and security.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Scott.
Bet.
That's Bill Flores. It's 821.